Let's take a look at conservative government policies on marketization and raising standards from the 1980s onwards. Management moved from away from local authorities and to governors and head teachers. The conservative governments changed the formula used to calculate funding. Money is now allocated to schools based on the number of pupils in a school. As far as parental choice and open enrollment, any school with vacancies had to accept any pupil until they were full. A national curriculum and national testing called SATS was implemented. The regulatory body Ofsted was introduced to measure school performance and school quality. School league tables were also introduced, ranking schools on the grades achieved by their students and the quality of each school. In contrast, the main Labour government policies from 1997 to 2010 included increased funding for schools, more nursery education, smaller primary school classes and the establishment of education action zones and academies in the more disadvantaged areas. Education action zones are special areas, often in deprived parts of the country. The aim was to unite local schools, local parents and businesses to try to improve education in these areas. The Labour government also introduced the Education Maintenance Allowance, EMA. This provided supplementary funds or income to support children from less advantaged backgrounds as they continued in school. Specialist schools were introduced where all secondary schools were encouraged to adopt a specialist subject area. For example, some schools could become language colleges and specialize in teaching languages to their pupils. A coalition between Conservative and Liberal Democrat parties was formed as a result of the 2010 election. During the coalition, there was an increase in the number of academies. Academies get the money for their budget directly from the central government, or Department for Education, instead of from the local government. Academies often have more autonomy around which teachers they should hire and how they choose which pupils should be admitted to their school. Introduction of free schools. Free schools are schools that are set up by a group of people, sometimes parents, and they also receive their funding directly from the central government. Introduction of the pupil premium, extra money for the most disadvantaged pupils. How much money schools get in pupil premium is often linked to the incomes of the parents of the children who attend the school. The coalition saw the introduction of the English Baccalaureate, which are the subjects English language and literature, maths, science, geography or history, and a language. The coalition also national curriculum and exam reform with new style GCSE, AS and A levels. Coursework was removed from many subjects and exams were less modular, with AS levels de-emphasized and most GCSE exams happening at the end of year 11. Schools faced tougher performance targets.
Hey everyone, thanks for taking the time to listen to this episode. I hope it was useful for your learning. Make sure you consolidate your knowledge by clicking the link in the bio to be taken to the free online course. Good luck with your studies!